Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Time now on a Tuesday morning to go through and find out what's new in the world of everything. How many Limu Emu movies will Jeremy see? But it is. It's a pothead thing. I'm getting a bunch of people that said, dude, Limu comes on, take the hit, nuff set. So Limu Emu is for weedies. Really?
Apparently, yeah.
And so's Little Nicky. Have you watched Hubie Halloween yet?
Yeah.
And?
I was.
You don't want to take a lap.
And I don't want to take a lap, so I'm going to say it's garbage.
I won't make you take a lap. Tell me the truth about Hubie Halloween.
I wouldn't say it wasn't horrible. I didn't
take
like
a
it.
Lap. I can't believe you.
I didn't like it.
Can't believe you fell for that, you idiot.
Oh, come on.
Go touch the cactus again. It's horrible. The first line in it.
Yeah, it's horrible. You're right.
Is terrible. Did someone go pee-pee in their sleepy? Like, really?
That's the first line in the movie?
That's the first line.
Bobby Boucher's Halloween.
And it's Ben Stiller as the mean...
The orderly from Happy Gilmore.
From Happy Gilmore, yeah. Oh, it's so bad. And it's not even like... I would have accepted if it was Bobby Boucher. I don't know what he's doing with that voice.
It's in the greatest Halloween neighborhood.
So bad.
Doesn't matter. He's just making money hand over fist.
They already paid him. It doesn't matter if anybody watches it. Netflix. Yeah, you potheads are ruining it.
Got to re-up it for another 7 films here soon.
Ugh. The unfunny. They run so much stuff as far as an audience goes. And that's why we get, the dull are in control of all our entertainment. Fast and the Furious keeps happening. Dull people find it entertaining.
Remakes,
yeah, because people didn't pay attention the first time. Ugh, good Lord. Anyway, I'll be at home watching Dancing with the Stars tonight, and Bachelorette, and you guys figure out what you're doing.
Original program.
You guys get some real good shows out there. You're missing out. It's time for the hot releases. Toledo, for God's sakes, release us.
All right, you guys remember Leisure Suit Larry?
Oh yeah.
There's a new game coming out
Wasn't
to
that,
PC.
Didn't he get naked? Didn't he bang chicks?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was the whole premise.
It was the whole thing.
Dirty thing.
It was a dirty video game.
Yeah.
And it was also...
I think it was like the first one, too.
Yeah, it was like Commodore 64s and stuff like that. It was way back in the day.
Larry Laffer.
And what does he do in this? Like, this is Leisure Suit Larry now. Explore a nonlinear point-and-click adventure set in the world of today. So he can get COVID? So he just tours around this kind of... funky downtown.
Goes to, like, adult shops, strip clubs.
Challenging puzzles and use in-game apps
to date women. That's the game Kirby wanted.
Yes. Instead of Tinder, it's called Timber on his app.
By the way, earlier in the program, off the air, we asked Brady if Kirby's had her tomato pants yet, and he goes, not yet, unless she's not telling us. Which basically means it's just been straight into the drawers. According to Dad. You're not qualified to be
that.
Toledo's reaction was great.
Sunk in for a second.
Toledo's like, thank God I had boys.
Hey, who poured real tomato ketchup in the hamper? Kirby Derbs.
Daddy, there's something I got to tell you. My body's making leaks. And not the onions, baby.
Kirby, these tomato pants.
Ew.
Moving on.
The whole house smells like somebody's been rolling pennies. Everybody else smell that copper?
Again, a
what
mobile.
Is that? It's coming from this room here.
Daddy, don't open that closet door. I got a lot of destroyed pants in there.
Daddy, no.
Daddy, I think I might be dying.
Why do you think that?
Well, I've not been stabbed, but I'm bleeding like a sieve.
Your hamper smells sour.
I think I gut animals in the middle of the night and put them in the hamper, Daddy. I'm sleep killing again. I wake up covered in blood.
I understand that happens to a young girl. Don't worry about it. Shower off and don't tell your mother.
No, talk to your mom about that.
Never talk to anyone about this scourge. You've got the scourge, Kirby.
Sorry, you're going to leave the house for a week.
Wake up, you old pirate. I killed again.
I didn't kill anything.
Oh, I think I'm smothering things with my thighs, Daddy.
You ain't seen what I've seen.
You ain't lived the horrors of waking up with... I'm crushing heads with thighs, and I don't know where the bodies are going, Daddy.
Go ahead, pull the sheet back.
You don't want to see this nightmare, Daddy. It's bad news. Evidently, in the middle of the night, I crush things with my thighs and blow them up.
Super strong.
Someday we're going to find the discarded bodies, old man. Just you and I. Let's get in the hot tub and wash all this off.
All right, Kirby.
Chlorine will kill the germs.
The next release is Galicide on all formats.
I don't hear anything you're saying right now.
I wouldn't either if I was you. But go home. When you go home today, open the door and go.
No.
Pennies.
Smells like a coin star it's in here.
Somebody making paper bills into coins again? Because it smells like it.
Oh, boy, you a pirate. I'm feeling a little antsy and I'm a little agitated and I can't figure out why.
What coin shortage?
I feel like I got hunger pangs, but they're lower.
Those are cramps.
Well, whatever it is, it ain't good.
What's with the fountain in the middle of the house?
Oh, I don't understand that. Why?
Flipping coins in there.
No.
Oh, I see.
Good luck.
No. The coins aren't really there.
I'm out.
He built a fountain because he wanted the coins to be real. They're alluding to the fact that menstruation smells like pennies. You'll get it sooner than you'd like.
Way sooner.
Hey, old pirate.
Time for the holiday season.
Mom and I are cycling together. This place is going to smell like a penny factory. Oh, yeah, right in time for Thanksgiving. Ugh.
The bitch barn.
Oh, it's going to happen in the bitch barn. Oh, that's right.
Put a lock on that door.
That's why you got to keep her out. Sorry, go ahead.
What's no this? White blankets or carpet.
No, yeah, get everything. Everything has to be an odd maroon or maybe even a mauve will work. But
so this is Galicide. It's an evolution of the shoot 'em up genre. It looks like a little bit of a take on Galaxian.
Yeah. It's like New Defender, actually.
It's or Defender.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a game called Cosmic Avenger for the ColecoVision. It was very similar.
Is that
to
their
to
take
it.
On Defender?
Pretty much. It was Axon Defender kind of combo. I mean, obviously, the graphics are much better 40 years later.
Right. So, Galicide, it's available on all formats all right. today.
That looks
That's pretty much it for games.
Like a bad idea of old videos just with better graphics.
Right. Now, because I know you love food shows, Action Bronson's back with season 3 of F, That's Delicious.
Yeah. And it's, who is it, Bronson Pinchot?
Action Bronson.
You either eat or you get eaten.
Rapper.
So, you either eat or you get eaten. Wow, fat guy eating.
He's convulsing.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
that's the title.
Was that a good one?
That's delicious.
Yeah. Man, do I love watching
Who's more annoying, him or Guy Fieri?
Oh, don't start with the Guy Fieri. You haven't been here long enough to go on my Guy Fieri rants.
All right, the Magic School Bus rides again.
Do you watch
people
eating shows?
No.
It's been out. I think it's the second season.
They're dodging.
There you go.
The people who
No,
like,
I don't.
The food eating shows. Brett's out on that, which is good.
Not even Giada or whatever her name is.
Well, when Italian. She would be showing her cans, I would. Yeah. But I wasn't watching it for the food.
Yeah. And I'll give you Giada because she'd give you a recipe. That's a cooking show. I'm talking about eating shows.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand eating
You're
shows.
Right. Guy never gave you the recipe.
No,
just
a cooking
ate.
Show where a guy goes and eats.
The
Settle
the
down.
Place does.
What place does?
They tell you.
Did
what
you give out your recipe when they were there?
Yeah, you
tell them what's in it.
You don't. You don't tell them
two teaspoons
that's not
of
a
this.
Recipe,
and,
right. Yeah. That's just here's the stuff you're about to eat, and then some
because
knob
you know idiots
eats it
can't figure it out
and reacts, and everybody's like, "Oh, it happened." It's like it's again. I'll stand by this till I die. Eating shows are only impressive to Africans. That's it, because it's the only person be like, "Oh, I'm
bragging."
So it is. It's just that's utopia. That's a life I don't have. America, we get plenty of food. We shouldn't be so excited about watching other people
is
eat.
Is Gaia hate watch for you?
No.
Or you don't even go that
I
far?
I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand him. Yum City! Here we go! Ooh, you can really taste the meat in this hamburger. And the buns. And lettuce and tomato. Yeah, you just named off all the things that are in your mouth. Yeah. What's the point of this?
There's not much he won't hate watch.
But yeah, Guy is on the limit. Huh?
Yeah, Guy Fieri... I would only watch if they promised that he chokes to death in one episode. Tonight on a very special Triple G. I choked to death. Whatever the hell that stupid show is jokingly called.
So this one's for Jeremy.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dickheads. And I'm Guy Fieri. Guess which one I am.
Magic School Bus Rides Again Season 2. Because he's the only one in the room with kids that are still in this wheelhouse.
Whoa, total frizzle overload.
It's a bus.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Magic school bus.
Something's missing.
Yeah, son loves this.
You're going to have great new adventures, class.
Oh. Whoa. Thanks, sis.
Man, our cartoons were so much better.
This is a reason not to have kids.
Another one.
Suffer this crap.
Another one.
That's my DJ Callum.
Reasons... not to have kids. Thanks, DJ Khaled.
All right, and then...
Your kid likes that?
Yeah.
How old is he? Seven?
Seven.
He's still wheelhouse.
Is that wheelhouse for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Getting out. Little high-end, but...
He's a little too old for it?
Getting there.
Starting to worry?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he likes it, he likes it.
You know, another little male friend that comes over and they watch together?
No.
It's okay.
He's on the autism spectrum, you dicks.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
He can still be gay.
He's not gay.
What's wrong with that?
He can also still be old for the show.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't think so. It's a good show.
His daddy likes to take a lap.
Which cactus this time?
Yeah. How many blocks
by
down?
By Saguaro Lake.
Yeah.
Find one by Saguaro Lake.
Oh, no. Papago Course has a couple.
Yeah.
All right. So Barbarians is a new show on Netflix that's coming out this week. I believe it's out today, actually.
I'm all over this one, potentially.
Marmini, Barbara Stirpe natus es. Tandem eis expert opus.
You got to read?
They've been doing this. Yeah, you got to read. Doing this with a lot of their most successful series are foreign series now, so they're releasing them in the U.S.
That's German.
Lasst uns gemeinsam aufstehen.
Nein. Sie brauchen ist Frieden.
Do Germans use an English accent when they do these epics? Because we do. I've never figured it out.
They might. And he said enough in English. Is it the same German? And it sounded like he said enough.
Did he? I don't know. I don't know German, Jeremy.
I don't know. I don't watch a movie to read.
I don't know German, Jeremy.
I don't know German, Jeremy.
Oh, German, Jeremy.
Take a lap. I don't mind reading a great movie. I like subtitles.
You're in there.
If the movie is, I won't watch this because it has no, you know. But like a classic.
I'd rather hear the English accent.
Sometimes
with the Romans.
But a classic movie that comes from another country, I'd rather have them subtitle it than overdub it.
Yeah.
So I'll read a movie like Life is Beautiful, the Benito Mussolini. What was his name? God damn it. Benigni. Roberto Benigni.
Yeah.
That movie's amazing. But if you watch the overdub version,
Bobby Benigni.
It's terrible. You got to watch the subtitled one.
So Machine Gun Kelly, as we get into the new music, has a new release out. It goes along with his new Halloween in Hell podcast. That's him and Tommy Lee, apparently, and a couple other people talking about it. So he decided
Machine Gun Kelly and I decided to start us a podcast.
He decided to write some music for it.
Nobody's going to listen to this, Machine Gun Kelly. I just can't believe they'd like you and I together.
It's a scripted musical podcast.
There's a million other snacks you can be eating. Ah!
Witness the new original scripted music podcast featuring music from Machine Gun Kelly, Ian Dior, Dana Dentata, Femme, and 24K Golden.
Damn.
Whoa, whoa, what?
We have to get out of here.
And me, Tommy Lee, as the devil. Assembled by yours truly, Satan, to compete in the most evil game show singing contest of all time.
I guess we got no choice. If we have to rock, then we shall rock.
It's always Halloween. Do it now or we're all gonna die, man!
I don't understand what happens. They kill you if you die? It's scripted.
Holy. It's scripted music podcast. So he wrote a soundtrack for it, and that's out today. So you can listen to the podcast and download the music.
I'm Tommy Lee. Remember when I was dating Pamela Anderson, you saw my huge hog on that boat tearing that girl's face apart?
Yeah, that was
pretty great stuff. Remember I made love to her on the boat, and you watched. That was a pretty great day. I love being the drummer of Motley Crue.
He did. That was the part where I was like, it's not that big. And then he started honking that horn.
Yeah.
Like,
holy!
That's pretty big. I can't lie to myself anymore. I can't.
Wonder if he could have started a car with that.
For sure. Yeah.
That's what none of us, because we all have little dicks, never thought we could, with no arms, no legs, we could start it with our dongs. I mean, we brought it up, but it was like always a joke. But he's right. Tommy Lee probably could have done it.
Damn it.
I could have done it. I'll show you how I do it. I had two dreams about starting a car with my dick last night.
The Gorillaz are back with a new album called Song Machine. Here is a trailer for their new album.
Song Machine, known as Momentary Lapse, has just dropped today and on the a different
the
episode.
How is the trailer talking about the song, selling me the song?
They display the song, or maybe they'll have the episode of him making the song,
no.
And then they'll have
play
the song.
Set. There we go.
Or will you be able
nope.
to watch
this guy won't shut up.
Videos
nope.
on?
I should like anyway. The Gorillaz too, though.
I do too, but I want.
Yeah, you want to hear
the song.
What you're getting?
Anything? Here we go.
Anyway.
How much talking about a song can you do without playing a song?
It sounds like Boston.
All of it.
Don't get him started again.
Anyway, so the Gorillaz are out. I'm not so sure about this one, but the band Jungle Pussy, JP4 is their album.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Oh, she's like covered in Carl Buttig meats.
A little smoky hat.
What is it? Brady's just excited.
Somebody who don't like
is that her name or is this a band?
Mostly it's a band. Digital release and we will receive a physical vinyl release on March 5th next year.
That's okay. Gangsta Boo.
Oh, jeez, you just said that.
Whoops.
Can't have that.
Yep, that's Gangsta Boo.
So there you go. Jungle.
Thanks for distracting me right now with your nonsense, Brady. Get some 58-year-old man telling me what a Gangsta Boo is. Meanwhile, the N-word's floating around behind me.
All right. And
what's
sure
Gangsta
Brett...
Boo? Why did you bring that up?
That's her name, it said.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You know that?
It said it right there on the...
Oh.
He's the only one that reads.
Yeah, I don't know what you're reading.
Subtitles.
This one's for Brett. Infectious Grooves is releasing an EP for Record Store Day, I guess. It's Take You on a Ride.
Is that happening?
I think so.
Is it today?
I don't think it's today, no.
No, they pushed it back, but I can't remember the date.
My friend who goes to that.
I think it was originally supposed to be either today or this week.
My friend Brian just texted me something about record, like albums again, so it must be close.
So this one features three unreleased tracks from 1995, along with their first newly recorded songs in years, with Robert Trujillo, Brooks Wackerman, am I saying that right, Avenged Sevenfold.
Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And all the other veteran
Florida
players.
Florida Georgia Line. It's Infectious Grooves, everybody.
So for Record Store Day, the EP comes on a 12-inch transparent orange color vinyl, mastered at 45 and exclusively for Record Store Day. Which was supposed to be this week, but like Brett said, it's been pushed.
Right. Do they have a song? You don't get to hear it? You're just going to talk about it
can't,
too?
Can't right. hear it.
I don't understand.
It's just because it's Record Store Day, so it's you got to wait in line for it. There's all those bands do those releases.
Garbage. October 24th is what they're saying.
It was supposed to be, but we don't know if that's happening.
Okay.
Let me find out.
I would assume it is if we're 2 days away from it. They're not saying it isn't on yet. It's the 24th.
Because I think didn't Pearl Jam do that a couple years ago at Record Store Day where
last year they
call
did
me
the
Dick or something for this,
the Citizen Dick.
Yeah,
Citizen Dick. And then last year they did the their unplugged show. They put it on vinyl.
Oh, okay. This one says it's on Black Friday. 11, or
yeah,
November
I think they combined them.
All right, what's too much to know?
If you're into that, you know when it is.
Exactly.
And I don't know when it is. So that's it.
That's all you get?
That's all you get today. That's
nothing.
Pretty slim list.
What about
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, that's it. The Halloween, the fake Halloween show with Tommy Lee Jones and Machine Gun Kelly.
Bummed out about that Barbarians thing.
Why?
Why?
He doesn't want to have to read.
You don't want to read.
German.
I like a good German barbarian.
Yeah, I don't mind seeing that. They have an English accent.
You have to have the English accent for the barbarians to work. Because it's history. You know they have the English accent.
Did forget one. Uh-oh. Seven Dust is out today with Blood and Stone.
That's a big one.
So that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Let me skip the ads on this. Then we can get to... This is Blood from a Stone.
All right. With the sound or the Soundgarden covers on this record?
I think so, yeah. Day I Tried to Live.
It's always good, but it's always Seven Dust.
Well, they're like almost like AC/DC. It's like you know exactly what you're getting when you go in. Yep. The songs sound very similar.
They're always the same. Yeah. And I'm never disappointed, but I'm never blown away.
No. The first album I really liked, and second one, but then they kind of just started going the same recipe.
Yeah, people give Linkin Park trouble for having a formula.
Sound.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's... But
well,
I love...
do. I mean, Godsmack's another Breaking band.
Breaking Benjamin.
They got that formula, too.
Yeah. Breaking Benjamin, the same way. They always put out, like, a good, listenable record, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Just decent stuff. There's not a whole lot there this week. All right, well, there you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Hot release.
Maybe get a couple things, but not much.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.